under a crescent moon, where the longest night always ends in dawn, and patience is the strongest thing a heart can hold. It's time for a story.
Baba.
Assalamu alaikum, Habibi. Oh, you still don't look well. Come here, come here.
Wa alaikum assalam, Baba.
How are you feeling? Did Mama give you the medicine?
Yeah, but I still feel bad. My head hurts and my throat hurts and I keep coughing.
I know, Habibi. Being sick is hard. Insha'Allah, you'll feel better soon.
Baba, today was Zaid's birthday party. They went to the trampoline park. Everyone went. And I couldn't go because I'm sick. It's not fair. I didn't do anything wrong. Why do I have to be the one who's sick? Why couldn't it be next week instead?
Come, let's sit together. I understand, Yusuf. Missing something fun when you're sick, that really does feel unfair.
It is unfair.
You know, there was once a man who felt much worse than a flu. He was sick for not just one day or one week, but for years and years. He lost everything, and he never once complained to Allah. He never once said it wasn't fair.
Years? Who was he?
A prophet of Allah. His name was Ayyub, alayhi salam. And his story is one of the most beautiful stories about patience in the whole Quran.
Tell me, Baba.
All right, let me tell you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Long, long ago, there lived a man named Ayyub. Allah had blessed him with so much. He had a big, beautiful family, many children who filled his home with laughter. He had land that stretched as far as the eye could see, and flocks of sheep and cattle. But more than all of that, Ayyub had something special in his heart. He loved Allah deeply. He prayed and thanked Allah every single day. When something good happened, he said Alhamdulillah. When he ate, he thanked Allah. When the sun rose, he thanked Allah. He was one of the most grateful people on the earth. And Allah praised him in the Quran, saying, "We found him patient. What an excellent servant. He was obedient." But then, Iblis, the shaitan, became jealous. He whispered to himself, "Ayyub only worships Allah because his life is easy. Take away his blessings, and he will stop being grateful." Allah knew that Ayyub was sincere. His worship came from his heart, not from his comforts. But to show Iblis the truth, Allah allowed Ayyub to be tested. First, Ayyub's wealth was taken away. His farms were destroyed. His animals were gone. Everything he had worked for, gone. And what did Ayyub say? And Ayyub said calmly, with gentle acceptance, "What Allah has taken away belongs to him. I was only its trustee for a while. He gives to whom he wills and withholds from whom he wills." And he bowed down to his Lord. Then came an even harder test. His children, all of them, were taken from him. And again Ayyub said, his voice breaking with sadness, but still trusting, "Allah sometimes gives and sometimes takes. Whether a thing is good for me or painful, I will remain firm in my belief and remain thankful to my Creator." And once more he bowed to Allah in prayer. Then came the hardest test of all. Ayyub became very, very sick. His body became weak and thin. He was in pain day and night. And this sickness did not last a day, or a week, or even a month. It lasted for years, year after year after year. His friends stopped visiting him. His neighbors kept away. People who used to sit with him and eat with him now turned their backs. One by one, they all left, all of them, except his wife. She stayed by his side, taking care of him, feeding him, comforting him, through all those long, difficult years. But even she, after so many years, felt her heart grow heavy. One day, with tears in her eyes, she said, "Ayub, you are a prophet whom Allah loves. How long will this suffering last? Won't you pray to him to take it away?" And Ayub said softly and calmly, "Tell me, how long did I enjoy good health and riches? And how long have I been suffering like this?" Ayub asked. And Ayub replied, "Then I am ashamed to call upon my Lord to remove this hardship, for I have not suffered longer than the years of good health and plenty that he gave me." But at last, when Ayub had endured all he could, he turned to Allah, not to complain, not to say it was unfair, but to humbly ask for mercy. And the Quran records his beautiful prayer. And the Quran tells us that Ayub prayed with deep humility, tears in his voice. "Great harm has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." That was all he said. He did not demand. He did not blame anyone. He simply told Allah what he was feeling and reminded himself that Allah is the most merciful. And Allah heard him. The Quran tells us, "So we answered him, lifted his suffering, and restored his family to him and their like with them." Allah told Ayub, "Stamp with your foot. Here is cool water to wash with and to drink." And when Ayub did, a spring of cool, fresh water burst from the earth. He washed in it and drank from it, and his sickness vanished. His body was healed. His strength returned. And Allah gave him back everything. His family was restored. His health was restored. And even more than what he had before, as a mercy from Allah and a reminder for all who worship him. Allah said about Ayub, "We found him patient. What an excellent servant. He was obedient."
All those years, Yusuf, all those years of being sick, of losing everything, and Ayub never once said it was unfair. He was patient, and in the end, Allah rewarded his patience with something even greater than what he had lost.
That's a really long time to be patient.
It is, and that's what makes Ayub so special. Allah himself called him excellent.
Baba, Ayub was sick for years. I've only been sick for 3 days.
That's right.
And he lost his whole family and all his animals and everything. I only missed a birthday party.
I'm not saying your feelings don't matter, Habibi. Missing the party was hard. It's okay to feel sad about that.
But Ayub didn't complain. He just trusted Allah.
He did. And do you know what he did when it got really hard? He didn't try to fix it all by himself. He talked to Allah. He made dua. He said, "Great harm has afflicted me, and you are the most merciful of the merciful." That's all. And Allah answered him.
So, when I feel sick and sad, I can talk to Allah too?
Always. You can always talk to Allah. Tell him how you feel. Ask him to help you be patient. And trust that he has a plan for you, even when things don't feel fair.
I think I want to make dua, Baba.
Then let's make dua together. Allahumma ashfi Yusuf. O Allah, heal Yusuf. Grant him patience and make this sickness easy for him. Ameen.
Ameen. Baba?
Yes, Habibi.
Can you tell me another story tomorrow?
Insha'Allah. Every night, Habibi. Every night. Bismillah. Sleep well, my patient boy.
And so ends tonight's story from Under a Crescent Moon. Remember, being patient does not mean you never feel sad. It means you keep trusting Allah, even when things are hard. And Allah is always the most merciful of all who show mercy. New stories are available every Friday. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The story of Prophet Ayyub and his patience is told in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Anbiya, where Ayyub calls upon Allah with his beautiful prayer, and in Surah Sa'd, where Allah commands the healing spring and praises Ayyub as "how excellent a slave." The full account of his trials comes from the stories of the prophets by Imam Ibn Kathir. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke of Ayyub in the hadith collected by Imam al-Bukhari. Translations of Quranic verses used in this episode graciously provided by Clear Quran with permission from Talal Itani.